Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Thursday, July 24th, 2025. And here are some of today's trends in the news. And remember, the trend is your friend. But of course, you could go to the toilet paper record, the New York slime. This is the business section Sunday. Look at this stupid crap. Look at this. Page after page after page of pitches and stupid bullshit. Here's the big story. When your children becomes your safety net, or Brett Cooper wants to steer pop culture rightward. What the fuck do I care about this? Look at this. Look at this. And you're really hot, baby cakes. I went with those sneakers on and the crummy pants and look at this stupid shit. And that's what the country's turned into, stupid shit. So we're giving you everything we can that nobody else can do because nobody does trends like we do. They call trends fashion trends, music. Yeah, get the hell out of here. Anyway, onto the markets. And by the way, that's $5 for that Sunday New York slime. Right? $5. The Trends Journal, $2.59 a week. And this week, over 200 pages. High tech, AI, technocracy, geopolitics, economics, on and on and on. Anyway, the markets. The S&P 500 and NASDAQ composite. Yep. Keep going up. Eked out new records. The Dow was down 316 points because IBM shares fell some 7%. Tesla dipped 8%. And again, we got negative on Tesla when Trump got negative on Musk. And again, we're writing about this week after week in the Trends Journal, even before that, actually. What else? Investors also tuned their attention to the ongoing feud between President Donald Trump and Federal Reserve. The White House said that Trump will visit the Fed today, which he did, and pressure Powell to lower interest rates, which he will. Will he lower them now or in September? You know, who knows? But they're going to come down. And also, the stocks went up because the Financial Times, this is from the CNBC, reports that the U.S. was inching closer to a trade deal with the European Union. And Bloomberg also confirmed the progress, citing the trade deal would raise tariffs on 15% of imports from the EU. And that's what happened with the Japanese deal, 15%. So there you got it. Way down from where they started. But, and again, I'm positive on, I believe in tariffs, you know, just so you know. I call, the motto of the Trends Journal is think for yourself. Again, before that little, I got to watch what I call them because I don't want to get arrested or thrown in jail or whatever, you know. Beware of Slick Willie. This is the t-shirt I did when Clinton ran for president in 1992. This is the guy that sucked our jobs out with NAFTA manufacturing. Yeah, go down to Mexico. You get cheap labor down there, right? This guy's worth what now? About $140 million? A little nothing of a clown boy? It's payoffs. Brought China into the World Trade Organization. And very important, because China did not have the high tech and heavy industry capabilities for manufacturing that they have now. It was the Western countries that moved their manufacturing over there to make more money, hiring slave labor back in the day, going back almost 25 years ago. And now China has what they gave them that they didn't have before. And they're going to be leading the way in a lot of ways. And we're going to get to that a little later on. Tariff framework takes shape as U.S. converges on EU deal. Japan agreements for a 15% duty puts a new path in focus. That's the language from the Wall Street Journal. The 15% on Japanese autos represents a reduction from the 25% that Trump has said. And what else? The deal agreed upon by Japan and the U.S. also contains a novel financial commitment that the administration says will involve Japanese banks and financial institutions contributing $550 billion to a fund that the administration can then direct to infrastructure projects of its choice. So, looks like a good deal. But U.S. car makers blast Japan deal, and that's according to the Wall Street Journal. Any deal that changes a lower tariff for Japanese imports with virtually no U.S. content than the tariffs imposed on North American-built vehicles with high U.S. content is a bad deal for U.S. industry and U.S. automakers, said Matt Blunt, head of the American Automotive Policy Council. Overall, you ready for this? About 3.7 million cars made in Mexico and Canada were imported and sold to the U.S. As I said, they went down to Mexico, get the cheap labor, get it made over there, don't pay the American people, only plantation workers of Slavelandia. You could get a job at Walmart, all right? Chinese automakers in Brazil, I prize all of Latin America. This is an article from the New York Times. Good article. And it's showing how China is taking over much of the auto world, particularly in EVs. For the first time in decades, we're seeing a real challenge to the dominance of American and European brands, not just in terms of market share, but in terms of future mobility, said Natalie Unterstall, president of a climate research and advocacy organization, blah, 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 blah. So that's it. And as dollar slips, euro is on a roll. The euro has risen more than 11% against the dollar. And again, going back to the markets, you saw gold go down today. And one of the reasons is that these tariff deals look a lot better than anybody projected. He's come way down on the tariffs. So gold was down some $18, but it's still at that $3,367 an ounce. It was about $100 almost up from that a couple of days ago, but still doing well. And Bitcoin, it's hanging in that 119K range. And again, you know, we're positive on it because the Trump family is in it. So now going back to Trump pushing Powell to lower interest rates, we're talking about the dollar slipping. The lower interest rates go, the deeper the dollar falls. The deeper the dollar falls, the higher gold prices go, because gold is dollar based and it's cheaper to buy it. Home prices hit record, sales stall. So that's what we've been saying this over and over. When people said no, when they said the prices are going to come down sharply, we said, yeah, in some places where they overbuilt, but not overall. And this is an article. This is how they from the Wall Street Journal. President Trump has said the Federal Reserve is to blame for the slow housing market, although mortgage rates aren't directly tied to central bank actions. Instead, they tend to move with government bond yields. All right? So that's the deal. So the bond, you know, what are you looking at? It's over 4%. and they got to come down. So the housing market's stalling, but the prices are still high. You ready? The national median existing home price in June rose to $435,300. Could you imagine that? You know, I moved to Rhinebeck in 79, and then I bought right on the border, Milan, town of Milan. Bought a house. The house had to be totally redone. On 8.5 acres. Across the street, 10 acres. Up the street, 16 acres. You ready? $28,000. All right? No inflation. No, we don't count housing into inflation. The inflation numbers are way higher than what they're saying. That's the reality by the facts. Big luxury brands reduce pace of price rise as wealthy consumers push back. Again, every week we've been writing about how luxury sales are going down, making it clear that the fish rots from the head down. Price increases drove 80% of the sales growth between 2019 and 2023, according to McKinsey. Yep. A large Chanel flat bag, which retails at 11,100 euros, has become more than 80% more expensive over the same period. This is from the Financial Times. Who the fuck would buy a fucking pocketbook for 11,000 euros? How fucked up could you be? Oh, look at that pocketbook. Anyway. Trump intends to unleash AI to spur boom. This is the news that's going out there. And Trump went on to say, America is in the country that started the AI race. And as president of the United States, I'm here today to declare that America is going to win it. Want to bet? Want to bet? China is going to win it. Again, one of your top trends, not a top trend, but a trend this year, .com bust. All right? They've overinvested in these companies. Here is an article. AI talent frenzy is mixed bag for venture capitalists, showing how much money they're putting in these places and nothing coming back. You don't overinvest. Trends are born, they grow, they mature, reach old age, and die. And AI was just born 3 years ago, 2022. And as we've detailed, China, again, going back to, I got to be careful, Bill Clinton, Slick Willie, who brought China into the World Trade Organization in 2000, where only 10% of Chinese 18-year-olds went to college. Now some 70% are. And they're very high-tech engineering-minded people. But of course, in the United States, you get a degree in gender studies, a lot of history, you know, some stupid crap. And so they're going to lead it. Again, we got 347 million people. They got 1.4 billion. So this is what Trump is doing here. The intention may be good, but the reality is going to be different. We're going to make this industry absolutely the top because right now it's a beautiful baby that's born. We have to grow that baby and let that baby thrive. We can't stop it. You got it. It's a baby, baby face. It's a baby. And you don't invest all your money in the baby. That's what's happened. And what else? Waystar to buy i9 software, $1.25 billion. Again, each week, we have the bigs getting bigger. Israel, U.S. recall negotiations from Doha after, quote, selfish Hamas response to truth officer. U.S. envoy Witkoff, anyway, says terror group doesn't appear to coordinate or acting in good faith. Oh, yeah, Israel's acting in good faith. Hamas isn't. And again, you read the details of what they want. They want a permanent ceasefire. They want Israel to pull out, and they won't do that. But this is the way they sell it. And go back the last 2 weeks where Trump said there's a peace deal coming. This is going to be a peace deal next week. One week after another, no peace deal. This is all a bunch of, you know, one-sided reporting. Yep. Yep. Besides, the not discussed guarantees about ending the war, a key Hamas demand, or a technical arrangement around the implementation of the deal. Yep. They won't end the war. And they won't bring back free as many Palestinians that are in jail that they locked up since this started. So anyway, they're only selling one side. More children starve in Gaza food crisis. Aid group blames Israel for growing hunger crisis in Gaza. Yep. You kill them, murder them, genocide them, but all those dirty Hamas, they won't have a deal, all right? This is horrific what Israel is doing to the Palestinian people, and horrific that the United States supports this as well as other countries. Oh, now they came after Macron, the Katzon, that he wants Palestine to be a two-state solution, which Netanyahu came out. How dare the Palestinians have freedom in the country that was stolen from them? Israel allocates 247 additional million for West Bank settlement projects. Isn't that nice? They're not settlements. This is stolen land in violation of the Geneva Convention and Article 242 of the United Nations. And by the way, it's our money. Plantation workers of slave land, the Obama deal, gives Israel almost $4 billion a year. Yep. Isn't that nice? And a mysterious string of explosions unsettles Iran. This is a New York Times story. And it's saying that a lot of stuff is still going down. And French and Germans are making a nuclear deal. Isn't that nice? Yep. In the decades since World War II, Germany pledged in several treaties not to develop its own nuclear weapon, putting itself instead under U.S. protection. France, by contrast, built its arsenal early, blah, 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 blah. The consultations are happening amid a rapid uptick in conventional military spending in Europe to counter Russia's aggression. That's the way they write it. Yep. While permanently stationing French warheads in Germany isn't ruled out, it may happen. You got it. You ready for Macron? Macron's Sue podcaster who says she's a man. The French president, Emmanuel Macron, and his wife, Bridget, filed a defamation suit on Wednesday against an American right-wing podcaster. That's the fucking language they use at times. Who falsely claim Miss Macron is a man. So I got to be careful about saying things about, I can't, what I want to call Witkoff, Ditkoff, Jerkoff. I can't say any of that. And I have to be careful of what I can and can't say, because they're going to sue you. Could you believe suing somebody for that, saying that the chick's a guy? I mean, could you believe this? This is disgusting. But that's what's going on. Demand for missiles boosts weapon makers. Isn't that nice? Yep. Again, all this money being spent on weapons is a waste of money. You go to war against Russia, it's going to be nuclear annihilation. And a couple articles from the Financial Times. Kyiv's corruption move risks accession. Vladimir Zelensky's move to take control of Ukraine's anti-corruption bodies poses a risk to European funding and Kyiv's path to U.S. EU accession, senior officials have warned. Official pieces of crap. And another one, Zelensky power grab provokes political crisis. Oh, this is the Zelensky that everybody, when they brought to the White House, to the Congress, everybody gave standing applause. Again, not our language, but the European Union. That before this war, Ukraine was, quote, the most corrupt country in Europe. You know, this is really serious, by the way, about being careful about having to say everything that you say. I'm really concerned about this. And that they're suing this woman for saying that, you know, about Macron. And you know me, I say this guy got a peck of the size of a pencil. And maybe it's big, I don't know. So I'll take that back. Now, this is serious. And again, look what's going on with the universities making deals now and shutting people up because they're calling them anti-Semites coming against. Again, reading the facts, people starving to death in Gaza. And you're opposed to this. You're an anti-Semite. This is terrible what's going on. I mean, this is Heil Hitler, Mussolini times right in front of everybody's eyes. And very, very little outrage about it. Again, we're going to have a peace and freedom rally on September 27th up here in Kingston, New York. And so, you know, get ready for it. And please bring as many people as you can. And please subscribe to Occupy Peace. And we need the money to make it happen big. And, you know, it's go to OccupyPeace.com, OccupyPeace.com. And please do what you can. Scott Ritter, Judge Napolitano so far. And if anybody has any ideas, I'd like to get some young people here that have a following. So if you know anybody, please let us know. And you could go to trendsjournal.com. You see our contact information and just send it to me or us. And do what you can for peace. Put your money where your heart is. Thanks for tuning in.